Ha ha, this away, ha ha, that away. Ha ha, this away, then oh, then. Look at me, I'm growing up, growing up, growing up. Look at me, I'm growing up, one, two, three. I have a lot of friends, friends, friends. I have a lot of friends like you and me. Ha ha, this away, ha ha, that away. Ha ha, this away, then oh, then. Ha, oh, hi kids, and moms and dads, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, and everybody out there listening. Welcome to Radio Ha Ha for Kids and Their Families and Friends. I'm your host, Jim Beatty, the Dancing Grandpa, and known as Teacher Jim at SPACE, the School of Performing Arts in Ukiah, California. Fred Woolley's Audible Feast is coming up from 1 to 3 today, right after our show, Radio Ha Ha for Kids. Today's show celebrates fathers, dandelions, amphibians, which are newts, salamanders, and frogs. I'm delighted to be bringing you Radio Ha Ha for Kids and Their Friends and Families at noon every Sunday. Our show features music, songs, dance, listening games, story time, tongue twisters, jokes, fun facts, and more. It's listening fun for everyone. Thanks for joining me today. It's great to know we are listening here together and that we're not alone. So, let's have fun, be safe, and share our love. Summer arrived yesterday on the solstice. It was the longest day of the year. It sure was hot a summer day where I live. I hope you are getting out and enjoying how beautiful it is in nature. The birds are singing, flowers are blooming, the air is fresh, gardens are growing, and the sun is shining bright. It's a beautiful day. Still, when you're going to be dancing, you might not have much room inside your house to dance around you. You might even be sitting somewhere or riding in a car. So be careful, wherever you are, and no bumping. If you can't get up and dance all around you, you can dance in a small space just by moving your arms or your legs, wiggling your fingers and your toes, or by moving your head or your shoulders to the music. Dance any way you can, or sit back, clap your hands, pat your legs, stomp your feet, and sing along if you want to. Let's start the singing and dancing off today with Body Talk by Babyface. It's off Greg and Steve's Kids in Motion album. We'll follow that by Down in the Glen by Rouse World, and it's about the adventures of a frog and other animals down in the glen. Then Peter, Paul, and Mary, one of my son's favorite records, is going to bring us Puff the Magic Dragon. Happy Father's Day, by the way. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon's coming on a little later. We're going to go to the zoo first. These songs get our bodies moving and dancing in lots of different ways. It feels good, it's good for our health, and it's fun. Okay, let's go. Everybody up. Let's get singing and dancing. Here comes Body Talk.
Move your eyebrows up and down. Everybody move your nose like a bunny. Move your cheeks like a frog. Now move your mouth like a fish. Move your tongue like a lizard. Move your chin from side to side. Now move your head around and around slowly. Now move your shoulders up and down, up and down. Now move your elbows. Wiggle those elbows. Move your hands. Shake those hands. Everybody move your fingers. Make them wiggle. Swing your arms. Swing them around and around. Now move your tummy. Stick it way out. Hold it in. Good work. Now shake those hips. Warm up those hips from side to side. Move them around and around. Move one leg. Swing it gently back and forth. Now the other leg. Try to balance. Swing it slowly. Good work. Move your knees. Wiggle those knees. Now move one foot. Shake it all around. Get ready to shake your other foot. Move it all around. Shake it. Give yourselves a hand, everybody. You did a great job.
Down in the glen by the old oak tree, my friend the frog loves to hop with me. He goes hop, 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 hop. The frog loves to hop, 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 hop. And down in the glen by the old oak tree, my friend the deer loves to skip. The mouse loves to tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. When the sun comes up at the end of the night, I thank all my friends for a wonderful time. And down in the glen by the old oak tree, my friend the frog hops home with me. He goes hop, 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 hop. The frog loves to hop, 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 hop. And I love to hop, 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 hop down in the glen.
Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. Zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Daddy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow, and we can stay all day. We're going to the
zoo.
Swinging, snuffing up peanuts with a long trunk swinging, and we can stay all day. We're going to
the zoo, zoo, zoo. I love you, you, you. You can come to, do, do. We're going to the zoo, zoo, zoo.
See all the monkeys there, scritch, scritch, scratching, jumping around and scritch, scritch, scratching, hanging by the long tail, and we can stay all day. He's a huff, huff, a puffin. Don't get too near the huff, huff, a puffin.
happen or you won't stay all day.
We're going to the
fun. Oh boy. Hey, were you moving like all those animals? Dancing around and things like that? Good dancing. Take a big breath in. Breathe in. Gently blow it out. Good. And take a little stretch. Little stretch. I love to stretch. Okay, how about one more big breath in? Breathe in. And breathe out. Good. Good, good. Today, we're celebrating Father's Day. So, to all the fathers out there, I wish you a good day today and every day. Actually, every day is Father's Day. I've been thinking about my life as a father and a grandfather, and I feel blessed every day. You know, here's something I thought of. Every father is a son, and every father has a child, or more than one. And every father once was one, a child, that is. Once a child, always a child. We grow up, but there's still a child inside. I talked to my son and grandsons about the songs they loved when they were young, and they still love them today. We're going to listen to some of them now, starting off with James Taylor's Sweet Baby James. He's a cowboy. Then we're going to go to the land of make-believe with Peter, Paul, and Mary's Puff the Magic Dragon. And we're going to follow that with The Marvelous Toy, both those were off of Peter, Paul, and Mommy, the album. And we're going to finish the set with Mail Myself to You. It's a song sung by Nancy Raven. In my imagination, this is a song about a child mailing her or himself to their father or mother. I hope you enjoy these songs as much as I do. Here we go with Sweet Baby James.
There is a young cowboy lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyons, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock her by sweet baby James. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshires seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway. A song that they sing when they take to the sea. A song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. But singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight ladies. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby James. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dream and rock her by sweet baby Jane.
Okay, that was wonderful. That's one of my favorite songs. And now we're going to go to the land of make-believe with Puff the Magic Dragon. That's a classic song. It's wonderful, popular back in the 60s, and it's popular today. Here we go with Puff the Magic Dragon.
Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh,
Puff the Magic Dragon
cherry lane without The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. 'Cause right on the bottom were two big buttons that looked like the green eyes.
I first pushed one
and then the other, then I twisted its lid.
And when I set it down again, here is what it did.
Quickly it seems I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head, and he gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and pop when it stops, and whir when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Well, where do we get a toy like that? Sounds like a lot of fun. Okay. Hey, you ready to get messy? Let's stick some stamps on top of our head and mail ourselves to somebody we love. Here comes Mail Myself to You, sung by Nancy Raven.
Stick some stamps on the top of my head, and I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna tie me up with a red string, I'm gonna use some blue string too. Climb up into my mailbox, and I'm gonna mail myself to you. 'Cause I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head, and I'm gonna mail myself to you. When you find me in your mailbox, open me up and let me out. Wash the glue off of my fingers, stick some bubble gum in my mouth. 'Cause I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head, and I'm gonna mail myself to you. Wrapping paper, wash the stamps off of my head. Fill me full of ice cream sodas, stick me into my nice warm bed. 'Cause I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head, and I'm gonna mail myself to you. In paper, I'm gonna dot myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head, and I'm gonna mail myself to you. And I'm gonna mail myself to you. And I'm gonna mail myself to you. to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and I won't forget you, and you.
Oh, that was fun. I love getting mail, and I love the post office, too. Let's keep that age-old institution alive and well. We need the post office. Okay, you're listening to KZYX in Philo at 90.7 FM and KZYZ in Willits and Ukiah at 91.5 FM and in Fort Bragg at 88.1 FM. This is Radio Ha Ha for kids and their families and friends. It's listening fun for everyone, and I'm your host, Jim Beatty. I welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions, and I'd love to hear about the songs you like, and maybe we can play some of them on the air. You can contact me at the KZYX station or by my email at radiohahaforkids@gmail.com. Okay, let's take a little rest now with story time. Are you ready for some watermelons? Today's story is Brian, the boy who loves watermelon. And it's told by our traveling storyteller, Joel Benizzi. And it's found on his CD, How I Learned to Love Liver. I love watermelon, but I don't care for liver. Summertime is a time for watermelons. Let's enjoy the story now.
Hey, I heard about some of the foods you guys hated. But let's think about foods you guys love. I want you to think about foods that you really love. Yes, tell me what you love.
Cucumber.
Wait a minute. Weren't you the same guy who wouldn't eat cucumber?
No.
Oh, must have been your evil twin brother. All right, you.
Pizza.
Pizza. You love pizza. Yes. What? You hate cucumber. So you hate cucumber, and he loves cucumber. Weird. Yes.
Sushi.
Kid loves sushi, yes.
Salad.
Salad? Really? My son Elijah is 4 years old. He won't go near anything green on principle. Yes, what do you like?
My dad's homemade ice cream.
Your dad's homemade ice cream. Good answer. Yes, what do you like?
Blackberry pie.
Blackberry pie. Love blackberry pie. How about you?
Smashed potatoes.
Sounds good. Everybody has foods they like, and I want to ask how you guys feel about watermelon. All right. I happen to like watermelon a lot, but it's not so much me I want to tell you about. I want to tell you about my friend Brian, who loved watermelon. He absolutely loved watermelon. First, though, you got to understand about where I grew up. I grew up in the suburbs of L.A., and where I grew up, the summers were hot. I mean, they were really hot. I mean, the days were painfully hot. I mean, they were so hot.
How hot was it?
Funny you should ask. The summers were very hot, as long as you're asking. They were so hot. You know how sometimes they say you can fry an egg on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Not in L.A., not where I was, because by the time you went to open up the egg, it was already hard-boiled, and it would bounce on the sidewalk. It was so hot that when the dogs chased the cats, they walked. It was that kind of hot. It was so hot that you had to turn on the heater to cool down. That's how hot it was where I was growing up on that side of L.A. Not only hot, but boring. For fun, we used to watch the sidewalks crack. Sometimes we'd watch the grass grow slowly. And we used to watch the air conditioner. That was my favorite activity. Turn on the air conditioner and watch it. And I hung out with my friend Brian. Brian's the one I want to tell you about because Brian loved watermelon. He used to say, I just can't get enough watermelon. I could eat as much watermelon as I got. So it was in our summers, we used to sit around with not much to do until about 3:30 in the afternoon, and then we'd hear this sound. And it would trail off like that. We knew that was Larry with his watermelon truck. The ice cream man did not make it to our part of town. But Larry had a watermelon truck. It was a truck, and he had a turntable. You guys know what a turntable is? It's before CDs. They used to have records on turntables. And we'd go around and around and around on top of his truck, and it would bounce up and down, and the music got kind of scratchy. But we didn't care. We grabbed the change. We went out running, and we bought watermelon. Because Larry would get a big watermelon, he'd slice it up, and he'd take those slices, and he would sell them to us for a quarter apiece. And they were good. He knew how to pick the best watermelons. And I would get sometimes 3-4 quarters, eat 3-4 big slices of watermelon. Brian would save up his money because Brian loved watermelon. I should say Brian was shaped a little bit like a watermelon. He would buy 5, 10, 15 slices and eat it all. So it was one day at the end of summer, we were sitting around, blistering hot day. We heard that sound. Like so, and the truck pulled by. And we all ran out, we got our chain. It was a hot day, we were ready for some watermelon. And we all ran up there, and there was no watermelon. There was a truck, a big old flatbed truck. Larry got out, we said, "Larry, where's the watermelon?" And he said, "Kids, today I got something special for you." We said, "What? Watermelon?" He said, "Special watermelon." We said, "What?" He went around the back of his truck where people keep tools in the back of their truck. He opened that up, and there inside that box was a huge watermelon. I mean, it was monstrous. It was bigger than any watermelon we had ever seen. It was as long as the truck was wide. It started here. It got bigger in the middle, so that in the middle, it was just as wide as a normal watermelon is long. And it went down all the way over to here. That was a vast watermelon. He said, "Kids, look closely. This is the biggest watermelon I have ever seen, and it's great." He did the thump test. And it was a good watermelon. It made that perfect watermelon sound. He said, "Now, I could cut this watermelon up, sell it to you kids for a quarter a slice. I'd get $25. But I wanted to make you guys an offer. Because you guys have been so good, you've been my best customers buying watermelon all summer long. I want to make you guys an offer. I'm going to give this watermelon to one of you. One of you. But only to one of you who can eat the whole thing at once." We laughed, because nobody could eat that watermelon at once. Nobody could eat that whole thing in one sitting. It was just too big. But Brian, he was looking back there and he was nodding. He was going, "Yeah. Watermelon." And everybody in the crowd looked at Brian. And Larry looked at Brian and said, "Brian, you think you can do it?" Brian said, "Let me look at it." Brian walked right up, climbed up on the truck, thumped that watermelon, and looked at it. Seemed to be measuring it off, thinking about it. And Larry said, "I'll tell you what, Brian. You eat the whole thing in one sitting, it's yours free. Otherwise, you have to pay for it. $25. Brian looked at that watermelon a good long time. And then he said, "Could I have 1 hour to think about this?" Larry said, "Sure. Brian, go ahead." Brian ran off, and he said to all us kids, he said, "Hey, you kids, go get your friends. This is going to be good." So we all went, we all got our friends. Everybody gathered there in the parking lot around the truck, and Brian returned, and he said, "I'll do it." The crowd cheered. Brian sat down in the truck with a big piece of watermelon. Larry said, "Should I cut it into slices?" Brian said, "Nope, just 4 big sections. 4 huge sections. Brian started to eat. And when Brian started to eat watermelon, it was like a hurricane. Slobbering down. Watermelon all over his face. Watermelon in his hair. Watermelon running down his back. Watermelon in his shoes. I don't know how he did that. He ate all the way through. And we got that first section. He turned towards a trash can a few feet away and went, pew, spit the seeds out. The crowd cheered. And Brian was back for more, and he was working on that second one. He was gaining speed, even eating faster and faster. We could see the watermelon again in his face, all over his eyes, and bulging out cheeks filled with seeds. Finished and... By now, the crowd was going wild. We'd never seen anybody eating watermelon like this. He was going through the third one and still picking up speed. Turned to that trash can and... The fourth one, he was eating faster and faster, and then he started to slow down. And he was chomping away at the watermelon. And he got 3/4 of the way through that last piece of watermelon. And he was going slower and slower. And the crowd was waiting for him. And finally, all that he had left to eat was one piece like a normal person could eat. And he stopped, he looked up, and he said, I love watermelon. He ate the rest of the watermelon. He went wild. The crowd cheered. And even Larry had to admit it was the most incredible feat of watermelon eating he'd ever seen. He said, Brian, I didn't think you could do it. I didn't think anyone could do it. That was incredible. But Brian, I got to ask you a question. When I asked you if you could do this, you said you needed an hour to think about it. What did you think about during that hour? Brian said, well, I didn't think exactly. I did a test. What was it? What did you do? Well, you see, tomorrow is my birthday. And when my mom asked me what I wanted for my birthday, I said I wanted a big, big watermelon. Uh-huh. So what happened? Well, she bought me that watermelon, and it was at home on the kitchen table, and it was almost as big as this one. So I went home, and I ate that one to see if I could do it. And when I found I could do it, I came back to eat this one. And that's the story of my friend Brian, who used to love watermelon.
Whoa, boy. Yeah, too much watermelon. Too much watermelon. Okay, Brian. We'll hear more about Brian and his watermelon adventures next week from Joel. From the earliest days of spring and all through the summer and fall, and even through the winter in some places, we find that amazing, beautiful little plant, the dandelion. Did you know that dandelions grow everywhere in the world, just like people and frogs do? I've loved dandelions all my life. I love their green, jagged leaves. They give the dandelion their name, which means lion's teeth. It's a French word, dent de lion, which means teeth of the lion. And I love the bright yellow flower that's like the sun. Each night it closes up, and in the morning it opens again, and then one night, or nights later, when it's ready, it closes up again. And then the petals, the yellow petals, dry up and fall off. And when it opens the next time, you have a beautiful seed puff. And when the seeds are dry and ready to fly, the wind blows, and the seeds sail off through the air to another place to land and grow again. You know, some seeds can fly up to 5 miles. And kids all over the world, including me, love picking the seed puff and making a wish with the dandelion in our hand, the dandelion seed puff, and then blowing the seeds off and watching them fly away. And we try to get them all off in one or two or three breaths. It's really fun. Here comes a song about dandelions by Lisa Atkinson. Here we go, Dandelions. Oops.
Gardeners go to buy me some dandelion seeds, and the man behind the counter said, child, don't you know you don't have to plant them, they grow like a weed. Wild dandelions, they don't have to be planted. Why does everybody take them for granted? Dandelions, they're as special as you and me. Gardeners go to buy me some dandelion seed, and the man behind the counter said, child, don't you know you don't have to plant them, they grow like a weed. Wild dandelions, they don't have to be planted. Why does everybody take them for granted? Dandelions, they're as special as you and me. Oh, can't you see those dandelions? I am more than aware of.
Dandelions. Love those dandelions. So when you see dandelions, you can pick that seed puff and blow it and make a wish. Maybe it'll come true. There's poems about dandelions. There's stories about dandelions. One thing about dandelions is that they grow all over the world, like I said, and every bit of the plant is useful in for medicine and food and making dye, colored dye. So just know that they're not just, they're not a weed, they're a flower. Dandelions. Enjoy them. Well, not only dandelions and fathers, but we're also celebrating amphibians. Amphibians are newts, salamanders, and frogs. Where I live, we have a lot of newts. When I was growing up as a boy, there was a lot of salamanders under boards and old logs, and I'd go hunting for them and show them to my son and play with them. They're very peaceful, but you need to handle them gently. You don't want to hold them too hard when you hold them. Newts live on the land that I live on. And they come out after it rains, and they're walking all over, and then when it gets hotter, they go down and get in the pond or get in the creek. They're small, brown-backed amphibians with orange bellies. They move very slowly and live on the land and in the water, like frogs and salamanders. And they all eat bugs and worms. Once, when I was out on a walk, I came upon two newts having a tug-of-war with a worm. They both wanted to eat it. They were struggling. It was fascinating. I don't know what happened. I just moved along and let them have their game or whatever it was. Here's a song about amphibians by the Banana Slug String Band. We can talk about banana slugs one of these days. Here comes Newts, Salamanders, and Frogs. Whoops.
Hi, y'all. I'm a wildmouth frog, and I'd like to sing you a song about my friends. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Living in ponds on lily pads and logs. Newts, salamanders, and frogs. Amphibian life is living in A's. Munching on the bugs that fly with the braze. A fly fricassee, I'll have another one place. Right here on the tip of my tongue. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Living in ponds on lily pads and logs. Newts, salamanders, and frogs. A smile and a grin is what amphibians wear. They're living a life with hardly a care. But that big black snake that lives over there is eating frog legs a la chain. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Living in ponds on lily pads and logs. Newts, salamanders, and frogs. Legs and lungs and sticky tongues. We have pores in our skin and we like to swim. We hop and we walk, we crawl and we eat insects a la carte. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Living in ponds on lily pads and logs. Newts, salamanders, and frogs. So the next time that you feel like you're having a friend, you can go to the pond and you can jump right in. Won't be long till you'll be wearing a grin like newts, salamanders, and frogs. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah. Living in ponds on lily pads and logs. Newts, salamanders, and newts, salamanders, and newts, salamanders, and frogs, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, newts, salamanders, and frogs. It's time for the listening game. Hear ye, listen, and tell me what you heard. Did you hear that? What did you hear? You're right. It was chorus frogs and bullfrogs in a pond in the evening. They are so loud singing and calling to each other. Here's how we play the listening game. I recorded a sound score of 7 different sounds that I heard outside my house and around town. I'm going to play the recording for you to listen to, and then you will try to guess all 7 sounds. It's just for fun, so if you don't know what all the sounds are, it's fine. At the end of the game, I will tell you what all the 7 sounds were as we listen to them together again. Here we go. Get your careful listening ears ready. Let's listen to the sound score now. Did you hear them all? All seven of them? Let's hear it one more time. Were you listening carefully? Good. Now, here's some thinking time music to help you remember what all seven sounds you just heard were. Remember, work together, help each other out. Here's the thinking time music. You ready to guess? Here we go. Did you hear a Coke bottle whistle? A music box? A car starting and a horn honking? A kalimba? How about a slide whistle? The squeakiest door in the world? And a harmonica. Did you hear them all? How many did you hear? Good job. That was fun. Thanks for playing the listening game. You know, next week, we're going to have a mystery sound that I'm going to play over and over again through the show. And then we'll identify what it was and see how many times you heard it. Okay? It's great. This is Radio Ha Ha This Away for kids and their families and friends. You know, we've been celebrating life with fathers and dandelions, and today let's continue that celebration with two more favorite songs. At least two, I think. Here comes The Lion Sleeps Tonight. A celebration without taking a little ride in a submarine. Let's go.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun.
Yellow.
Oh, that was great. Well, it's getting on to be goodbye time. So, it's been great being here with you today. Give yourself a great big hug. And tell yourself, I'm a good kid. I'm a loving kid. I'm a good mom. I'm a good dad. I'm a good brother, sister, whatever you are, or all of the above. I'm a listening and dancing kid. I'm your host, Jim Beatty. Thanks for listening. Let's share more listening fun together again next Sunday from noon to 1 p.m. Stay tuned for Fred Woolley's Audible Feast coming up right away. And remember, be safe and have fun. Keep on dancing and dance, sing, and play every day. Keep doing good along the way. Goodbye for now. Ha ha, this away. Ha ha, that away.